Back to the eclipse. This morning's commentary is sponsored by WaFed Bank. This is Earth Day, also the first time I've been on the air since the eclipse, and I will admit that I'm still processing the experience. Because unlike previous eclipses, I saw this one from a large open field in a remote part of upstate New York, in the path of totality, where the sun was completely blotted out for about 3.5 minutes. My sister and her husband have about 40 acres up there, and when she realized that she was in the path of totality, she organized a family viewing expedition, so we packed the eclipse glasses and the popcorn, marched across a dirt road through a hayfield past the Adirondack wood frogs, which were busy mating. Interesting coincidence, right? They clearly knew something. And we set up camp with the forest directly at our back and the sun center stage. As we sat, I checked my solar-powered multiband atomic watch, and the moon was right on time. Now, we've all seen pictures of the corona, but none of that prepared me for seeing it play out live, direct from the cosmos. When the last sliver of sun winks out, you take off the glasses, and the corona looks like the iris of a giant eyeball staring directly at you, with nothing between you and it but the thin film of the atmosphere. It's the cosmos saying, "Top this." It's the cosmos saying, "It will never be tamed." I think we all know this, but there's nothing like looking into a giant eyeball to make it real. All of us are astronauts on this little round ship coasting through space with nobody at the controls, and on the cosmic level, all our technology, our squabbles, even our mortgage rates amount to nothing. And the wood frogs. The wood frogs knew exactly what to do. They made love. Loud enough for everyone to hear.